Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestows his closeless mercy upon his devotees in three features: his own direct appearance, Sakshat; his prowess within someone he empowers, Avesha; and his manifestation, Avirbhava. Purport. The Sakshat feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his personal presence. Avesha refers to invested power, like that invested in Nakula Brahmachari. Avirbhava is a manifestation of the Lord that appears even though he is personally not present. For example, Sri Sachi Mata offered foodstuffs at home to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was far away in Jagannath Puri. And when she opened her eyes, after offering the foodstuffs, she saw that they had actually been eaten by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Srivas Thakur performed Sankirtan, and everyone felt the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even in his absence. This is another example of Avirbhava. Om Ajnantam Randasyajnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminathi Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshtarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a very beautiful chapter because it glorifies the associates of Lord Chaitanya. All the primary associates of Lord Chaitanya are glorified in this particular chapter. The title of this chapter, Srila Prabhupada has given, is The Trunk, Branches and Sub-Branches of the Chaitanya Tree. So, in the beginning, or actually in the previous chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains who the tree is and who the gardener of this tree is. And in this chapter, the main trunk of the tree and the branches and the sub-branches of the tree are explained. So does anyone know what who the tree is and who the gardener of the tree is? And what is this tree? We are reading about a tree, the trunk of the tree, the branches and sub-branches. So what is the tree? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a tree, yes. And who is the gardener? Himself. Gardener is also Lord Chaitanya himself. So this is Adbhuta. This is, you know, if you give an allegorical understanding, and if you say, the tree is Lord Chaitanya and the gardener is Lord Chaitanya as well, this is slightly difficult to understand. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, this tree is not an ordinary tree. This tree is Prema Marattaru, which means the tree of love of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya is tree himself because he is the embodiment of the love of Godhead. So he is the tree himself. And who brought the tree to this world? Who cultivated the tree and who then distributed the fruits of the tree? The gardener, which is the Mali, and the Mali is also Lord Chaitanya, because he distributes, he cultivates this tree. And the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they are the shakhas. Shakha meaning the branches of the tree. And on the branches are big fruits, and these fruits, what are the fruits of this tree? Krishna Prema Phala. The fruit of the tree is the love of Lord Krishna himself. So on the shakhas of these trees are hanging the fruits, which is love of Sri Krishna, Krishna Prema. And in this chapter, it is explained that there are many, many shakhas of this tree. In fact, there are innumerable shakhas of this tree. Number of shakhas cannot be counted. Number of branches of this tree and sub-branches cannot be counted. Srila Prabhupada said, ISKCON is one of the branch of this tree, of the divine tree of love of Godhead, which means ISKCON has everything in it to deliver the fruit of the tree, which is love of Krishna. It's one of the branches, Srila Prabhupada says. So, in this particular chapter, some of the primary branches have been explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So he starts explaining the primary branches. There are 90 primary branches of the tree. Each one of these branches is led by a very confidential and dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya. These 90 branches belong to the Bengal area. So Bengali Vaishnavas. And then there are Vaishnavas in Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri there are 37 branches described in this chapter. And then there are branches in Varanasi or Kashi. And there are 3 branches in Kashi. So there's a total of 130 branches which are described in this chapter. However, right at the beginning, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, please do not think that some branches are higher and some are lower. Generally, when you look at a tree, some branches are higher, some are lower. So please do not make that distinction. It's impossible to make that distinction that this branch is higher than the other branch. And then he comes to this verse where he says the 24th branch of this tree is Shivananda Sena. Shivananda Sena is a very confidential associate of the Lord. And while Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining about Shivananda Sena, he speaks about this verse where he says, Bhakte Kripa Koren Prabhu Etina Swarupe. There are 3 swarupas, 3 means or features of kripa that Lord Chaitanya delivers to the bhakta. These 3 features are shakshat, avirbhava and avesha. Shakshat means in person. So when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri in Purushottam Kshetra, devotees from Bengal would take an arduous journey to go all the way, walk for many, many months, and finally reach Jagannath Puri to have the darshan of the Lord. And the Lord, it is said, would welcome them. In fact, there are descriptions which even say how Lord would serve them, even wash their clothes sometimes. So this was the love of Mahaprabhu, Gaurang Mahaprabhu's love towards his devotees. And when these devotees would see the Lord Shakshat in front of their eyes in person, the Lord would imbibe in them the love of Godhead, which would give them the highest taste of bliss. So this is Shakshat. It's not very difficult to understand. The other 2 features, Avesha and Avirbhava. Srila Prabhupada gives examples in the purport. For Avesha, Prabhupada gives examples of Nakula Brahmachari. And for Avirbhava, Srila Prabhupada gives examples of Sachi Mata and Srivas Thakur. So what is Avesha? What is the meaning of Avesha? Yes, Prabhu. Empowered, yes. So it literally means entered, to enter within. So the Lord completely enters within and empowers the devotee. The example is of Nakula Brahmachari. Nakula Brahmachari was actually, I'd like to say that there is this description of the three different kripa of the Lord have been described very beautifully by Shivananda Sen's sons, one of his sons rather. Shivananda Sen had three sons. Chaitanya Das was the first son. So believe me or not, Mahaprabhu, he did not like the name Chaitanya Das. He said, what is this kind of name? What name is Chaitanya Das? You should give another name. Mahaprabhu was very, you know, very humble in humility. He said, you know, this Chaitanya Das is not a nice name. So Chaitanya Das is one son. He has written Chaitanya Charita. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada confirms that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he wrote Chaitanya Charita. And then the second son was Ramdas, and the third son was Paramananda Das, another name Paramananda Sen, another name Paramananda Puri, another name Puri Das, sometimes he was called, and the most famous name is Kavi Karnapur. And Kavi Karnapur has written a drama, Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natakam, the rising of the full moon of Lord Chaitanya. And in that drama, in the ninth act of that drama, the entire chapter or act is about the three forms of mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So there he speaks of Avirbhava, Avesha and Shakshat. I explained the Shakshat. The Avesha, which is explained here by Srila Prabhupada as experienced by Nakula Brahmachari. So it is explained Nakula Brahmachari was Brahmachari, lifelong Brahmachari, celibate, living in Ambugram. And one day, he, through intense feeling of separation of the Lord, he embodied the very persona of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is explained that when Nakula Brahmachari experienced the form of Mahaprabhu, he became effulgent like Mahaprabhu. He became golden. And he started saying, dancing in ecstasy and then saying, I've come to deliver the whole world. The whole world here will be delivered by me. The whole universe will be indeed delivered by me. And when Nakula Brahmachari was dancing, so many devotees of Gaudadesh, of Bengal, surrounded him. And they were really, you know, inspired by seeing him. And their separation of Mahaprabhu was slightly diminished because they saw in Nakula Brahmachari, they saw Mahaprabhu. At that time, Shivananda Sen heard about this. And Shivananda Sen thought, well, I can directly associate with Mahaprabhu. Why should I associate with this Nakula Brahmachari? And by the way, is he genuinely displaying the quality of Mahaprabhu? How can that be possible? How can he be displaying the quality of Mahaprabhu? Regardless, I'll go and see. So he went. There was a huge crowd, and outside of the crowd, he stood there observing Nakula Brahmachari. And he thought for a moment. He thought, if Nakula Brahmachari has indeed been empowered, Avesha has been empowered by Lord Chaitanya, then let him tell me the secret mantra that I use to meditate and worship Gaura Gopala, which is a beautiful deity of Lord Chaitanya as Krishna, which was worshipped by Shivananda Sen. So he said, let Nakula Brahmachari tell me. If he can tell me my Ishtadev's mantra, then, you know, I will accept. And all of a sudden, Nakula Brahmachari started saying, who's here? Who's here? Oh, Sivananda Sen, you are there. Please come forward. And all the devotees went and brought Sivananda Sen forward. And Sivananda Sen, when he stood in front of Nakula Brahmachari, Nakula Brahmachari said, your Ishtadev, Gaur Gopal, is worshipped by this beautiful four-syllable mantra. And then he revealed the secret four-syllable mantra. So some of the acharyas explained the four-syllable mantra was Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna. That was the four-syllable mantra that Sivananda Sen would use to worship his deities. And Nakul Brahmachari immediately was able to reveal that. Thus, Nakul Brahmachari proved to Sivananda Sen that Mahaprabhu actually had invested his potency in Nakula Brahmachari. Srila Prabhupada in another place explains, sometimes this avesha is also called as Shakti Avesha, which means the potency of the Lord is absolutely invested entirely in a specific personality. And because the Shakti is invested, that personality, from the point of view of Shakti of the Lord, is entirely non-different from the Lord. He can achieve what the Lord can achieve. And the prime example of that is Srila Prabhupada himself, who was empowered by the instructions of a spiritual master and empowered by Lord Chaitanya to fulfill the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And there is actually in the Transcendental Diary, there is a pastime, Srila Prabhupada's pastime, where one of Srila Prabhupada's brahmachari disciples, his name was Bhavabhuti Prabhu, Bhavabhuti Das Brahmachari. He's telling Srila Prabhupada, he's saying, people are saying that if Lord Chaitanya wanted his message to be distributed in every town and village, he could have gone to the west himself. So Bhavabhuti Prabhu was saying to Prabhupada, Mahaprabhu could have gone himself to the west. Why did he not do that? And Srila Prabhupada immediately responded, he said, because he wanted me to take the credit. And then Srila Prabhupada continued saying how the Lord is merciful, but the devotees of the Lord are even more merciful. Yeah. So we see avesha in Srila Prabhupada, who was empowered. He said, he wanted me to take the credit, Prabhupada says. It's mentioned in the Transcendental Diary. So this is the pastime of Nakula Brahmachari. Avirbhava is manifestation of the Lord. When the Lord is not physically present, but the Lord manifests through the heart of his devotee. So one day Shrikant, who is the nephew of Sivananda Sen, Shrikant was a nephew. So Sivananda Sen's family is very unique. The whole family, wife, children, nephew, niece, everyone is a devotee. Everyone is Gaur Bhakta. So Shrikant went to Mahaprabhu, to see Mahaprabhu in Purushottam Kshetra, in Jagannath Puri. And at that time Mahaprabhu told Shrikant, when you return to Bengal, please let your uncle Sivananda Sen know that he should not take the efforts to come and see me, because this is what Sivananda Sen's primary service was. His primary service was to facilitate devotees to travel from Bengal to Jagannath Puri for the Chaturmas. And about 300-400 devotees would be traveling every year from Bengal to Puri for the Chaturmas to associate with Lord Chaitanya for those 4 months. And the entire arrangement of the trip, the planning of the trip, all the stopovers, the staying, overnight stay at every place, the kirtan, all of that was arranged by Sivananda Sen. So Mahaprabhu told Srikanth, you go and tell Advaita Acharya and Shivananda Sen that please do not arrange to come to Jagannath Puri, because this year in Paush is which month is Paush? December, around January, December, January, this year I will travel to Bengal. So please tell them not to come. So Srikanth went and he told Shivananda Sen that Mahaprabhu is coming in Paush. However, what actually happened was in Paush, Mahaprabhu went to visit Ramananda Rai. This is the year when Mahaprabhu went to visit Ramananda Rai, and on the banks of Godavari, he got stuck there because he was so, excited and happy having met Ramananda Rai. We know the Ramananda Rai and Mahaprabhu's samvad, their conversations. So somehow Mahaprabhu in December did not make it. And these devotees in Bengal were waiting for Mahaprabhu. Shivananda Sen and others were waiting. And at that time, Shivananda Sen, he approached Pradyumna Brahmachari. Pradyumna Brahmachari was a very special devotee of Lord Narsingadev. He had three deities. He had deities of Lord Chaitanya, then he had deities of Lord Jagannath, and then he had Lord Narsingadev's deity. So he had three deities that he used to worship. And Pradyumna Brahmachari, because he was so particular and so pure and so committed to his worship of Lord Narsingadev, Pradyumna Brahmachari was given the name Narsimananda by Mahaprabhu. So Narsimananda Brahmachari was his another name. So Narsimananda Brahmachari, knowing that he is very dear to Lord Chaitanya, Shivananda Sen went to Narsimananda Brahmachari's house and he asked, Mahaprabhu has told, he said, he has conveyed the message through Srikanth that he will come, but he has not come yet. Could you please tell me how we can call Mahaprabhu? And Narsimananda Brahmachari said, don't worry, in 2 days Mahaprabhu will be here. In 2 days. So Mahaprabhu was still with Ramananda Rai. And Narsimananda Brahmachari, after 2 days, Shivananda Sen came back and he said, where is Mahaprabhu? And Narsimananda Brahmachari said, Mahaprabhu is coming. He's already arrived at the house of Raghav Pandit. So Raghav Pandit is a very special devotee. When we speak of Avirbhava, Srila Prabhupada has given two examples, Sachimata and Srivas Thakur. In Antya Leela, Chaitanya Charita Amrita, 4 examples are given. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are always, he is always present with these 4 devotees, always. He is always manifest with these 4 devotees. These 4 are Sachimata, Sachimata's house, at Sachimata's house, Srivas Thakur. When Srivas Thakur is doing Kirtan in Srivas Angan, Mahaprabhu is present. And Nityananda Prabhu, wherever Nityananda Prabhu is dancing, it is said, Mahaprabhu is personally present. And the 4th is Raghav Pandit. Wherever Raghav Pandit wants to distribute prasadam, because Raghav Pandit cooked very beautiful prasad for the Lord. So Raghav Pandit is actually, in Krishna Leela, he is Dhanishta Gopi. Dhanishta Gopi is the gopi who arranges for the foodstuffs, for all the nice preparations she makes for Radha and Krishna. And so Raghav Pandit had this mood. So Avirbhav, these 4 places in Antya Leela, we find that. Srila Prabhupada has given example of Sachimata and Srivas Thakur in this purport. So Narsimananda Brahmachari, coming back to Narsimananda Brahmachari, Shivananda Sen went to Narsimananda Brahmachari and he said, where is Mahaprabhu? You said he'll be here in 2 days. And Narasimhan Brahmachari said, oh, Mahaprabhu has already come to the house of Raghav Pandit. He's already near the house of Raghav Pandit. What you should do is, all the preparations that, and all the samagri, all the ingredients that you have brought together to offer to Mahaprabhu, give those to me. And when Mahaprabhu comes, I will cook for him and I'll feed him. So Narasimhan Brahmachari asked for all the ingredients. Sivananda Sen gave all the ingredients to Narasimhananda Brahmachari. Narasimhananda Brahmachari prepared nice meal for his deities Jagannath, Gauranga and Narasingadev. And then next day Sivananda Sen came and said, where is Mahaprabhu? And he said, oh, Mahaprabhu accepted the prasad. I offered him the bhoga, and he's already accepted the bhoga. But he stole all the bhoga of my Narasingadev, because Mahaprabhu is non different from Jagannath. So he ate Jagannath's prasad, but he also ate that of Narasingadev. So my Narasingadev is now hungry. So give me some more ingredients. So Sivananda Sen was a little upset. He said, what's going on here, you know? He's telling me that he's calling Mahaprabhu, and then he's saying Mahaprabhu had the prasad. Is he trying to fool me somehow? Sivananda Sen wasn't really. Anyway, he brought the ingredients. He said, okay, you cook for Narasingadev now. And then the following year, when Sivananda Sen goes to Mahaprabhu and sees Mahaprabhu in Purushottam Kshetra, Narasinghanand Brahmachari is also there with him. And Mahaprabhu calls Narasinghanand Brahmachari and he says in front of Sivananda Sen, thank you very much for the wonderful bhoga, the wonderful prasadam that I had. Especially the one that you offered to me in the month of Pausha, with the ingredients which are supplied to you by Sivananda Sena. And Sivananda Sena was completely stunned. How the Lord had manifested Avirbhava. How the Lord had manifested through Narasinghananda Brahmachari, through his prayers. So, actually this entire chapter is describing the glories of the devotees of the Lord, of Lord Chaitanya. And when we speak of Shakshat, the Lord himself giving his darshan and delivering, you know, it is said that there is one beautiful pastime of Sivananda Sen, which we all are aware of, the pastime of dog, and how the dog was delivered by Sivananda Sen. We are all aware of that, so then I won't repeat it. Everyone? Sorry? So I should still say it, okay? So Sivananda Sen, his duty, as I said, so Sivananda Sen actually in the spiritual world, Kavi Karnapur, he's written a book, Gaura Gana Uddesha Dipika, the lamp that illuminates the real purpose of the associates of Gauranga. That's the title of the book. And in that book, he gives the true identity of every single Gaura Bhakta in the spiritual world. So there he says, my father Sivananda Sen, he is a combination of Veera Gopi and Duti Gopi. These two gopis, Veera Gopi, her duty was to make arrangements for other gopis to come and see Radha Krishna. And as Duti Gopi, she was a messenger. Duti means messenger. She was a messenger. So these two gopis combined together to form or to come as, appear as Sivananda Sen. So Sivananda Sen had both these qualities. He would always arrange for everyone, and he was also a messenger between Purushottam Kshetra and Jagannath Puri. So he had these two qualities. So once when Sivananda Sen was taking his party from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, he saw that there was a dog who was following all the devotees. A dog was following the devotees. Now in India, those of you who have been to India, there are many stray dogs. And generally dogs would follow a devotee or follow, you know, wherever they find food or some leftovers, they will keep following. So here was a simple dog who was following the party, and there was not much that devotees would think about it, about that dog. But this dog kept on following wherever they went. And Sivananda Sen noticed. You see, Sivananda Sen cared for the devotees. Sivananda Sen embodies the quality of Vaishnava Seva. Care for devotees. When we care for devotees, we care on three levels. When we serve devotees on three levels. We serve the devotees' body, the mind, and the soul. Care for devotees is provided on three levels. The body, the mind, and soul. On the bodily level, Sivananda Sen would create all the facilities for the devotees to take prasad, for them to rest, for them to stay over at certain places, to guide them, to ensure that the path that they took was free of thorns and snakes and, you know, wild animals. So from a bodily level, he was serving the devotees' body. And from a mind, Sivananda Sen had a very wonderful quality of appreciating and acknowledging. Even when he was kicked by Nityananda Prabhu, all he could do was appreciate Nityananda Prabhu. So he had a quality of appreciating. So we serve the devotees mentally by acknowledging whatever little service, whatever they do, and appreciating. And serving their soul and caring for their soul by arranging for various katha at these different locations, and also by arranging for a kirtan party which would continuously do kirtan all the way through. So Sivananda Sen arranged and did cared for the devotees bodily, mentally, and spiritually. And there were two qualities in his mood. There were two things about his mood. Sivananda Sen would give personal attention to every single devotee. You see, sometimes we say that we want to serve someone, but it remains superficial until the time we actually give personal attention towards that service, towards that devotee. Sivananda Sen would give personal attention. And secondly, Sivananda Sen did not consider anyone insignificant. Nobody was lower. Nobody was insignificant. You see, sometimes we may think, oh, such and such Prabhu, he's just ordinary bhakta. He's just ordinary devotee. There is nothing ordinary about a devotee. Nothing ordinary at all. Lord Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. After many, many births, those who really know the truth, they surrender unto me. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. Extremely difficult to find such a person. A person who has taken shelter of Krishna is extremely rare. So imagine we sit and we say, oh no, he is just an ordinary bhakta. Krishna, in his own definition, he doesn't say that somebody is ordinary. He says such a person is durlabha, not durlabha, sudurlabha, extremely rare. So how much should we care for the devotees? So, when this dog started following, Shivananda Sen gave him personal attention. These two sutras should be always borne in mind from example of Shivananda Sen. To give personal attention when we serve the devotees and to not consider anyone insignificant. How can somebody be insignificant if the person has taken shelter of the Lord? The Lord Himself considers such a person sudurlabha. So, the dog was following Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen, he paid for the toll. There were toll collectors, tax collectors. He paid for the toll of the dog. And when they had to cross the river Ganges, Shivananda Sen also paid for the ticket fare for the dog. And when the dog was no more around, so Shivananda Sen would feed the dog. It is said in Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natakam that Shivananda Sen did not feed. Generally for a dog you just feed whatever is left over, right? For a dog you don't make special prasadam for a dog. But this dog would be given the same prasadam that everyone would be eating. So everyone, all the devotees would be eating prasadam. This dog would also be served prasadam. This is a very fortunate dog. And Shivananda Sen, because Shivananda Sen would not consider anyone insignificant, and he gave personal attention to the dog. And one day some devotees did not serve prasadam to the dog, and the dog left. And Shivananda Sen was distraught. He said, "Where is this dog? Where is he gone?" And he sent a search party of 200 devotees, it is said, to search for the dog. Why? Was he attached to the dog? No. He saw that the dog has taken shelter, ashray, of the devotees. And hence, it was his duty to serve the dog. This was his mood. Even if a dog, and Srila Prabhupada also says, even a dog can chant Hare Krishna. So anyway, later on when they reached Purushottam Kshetra, Mahaprabhu was at the beach. There's a beautiful beach in Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu was at the beach. Shivananda Sen goes to the beach and he sees Mahaprabhu. He is eating coconut pulp. Yeah? And he's throwing the coconut to a dog. And the dog is jumping and catching the coconut. And then Mahaprabhu says, "Bolo Krishna." Mahaprabhu is saying, "Chant Krishna." And the dog says, "Krishna." And Mahaprabhu says, throws another coconut. The dog says, "Krishna." And he catches the coconut. And Shivananda Sen quickly understood, oh, this is the same dog. The dog has been accepted by Mahaprabhu. In fact, I think in this chapter, or maybe it's another chapter, there is a verse where Mahaprabhu says, So Mahaprabhu, in another part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu says that in Kulinagram was a place where, you know, Gunaraj Khan and all these stalwart devotees used to live in Kulinagram. And Mahaprabhu said that in Kulinagram, everyone is a devotee and I am a friend of every one of them, including the dogs of Kulinagram. The verse is here, verse number 82. Mahaprabhu says, "Prabhu ko hai Kulinagramer je hoya kukura." Kulinagrame je hoya kukura. Whoever is a dog, if there is a dog in Kulinagram, "Sei mora priya anya jana rahudura." Sei mora priya. Even a kukura, even the dog of Kulinagram is dear to me. What to speak of others? So you see, Mahaprabhu even gives shelter to a dog. So, if we do Vaishnava Seva, and if we take the shelter of the Vaishnavas, that is the success of our life. In fact, this entire chapter is focused, the sum and substance of this chapter is Vaishnava Seva, service to the devotees of the Lord. This chapter begins with a very beautiful verse, which is one of my favorite verses. It says, You see, lotus has a lot of nectar. And to get the nectar from the lotus, the honeybees are always attracted to the lotus. Is a dog ever attracted to a lotus? A dog does not know how to... A dog also has a nose that is very, you know, sensitive. But the dog is only attracted to, you know, bones and other filthy items. A dog is not attracted to the lotus. But the bees are attracted to the lotus, and the bees extract the honey from the lotus. And the first verse of this chapter says, if a dog can become a friend and take shelter of the bees, then even the dog has an opportunity to be attracted to the lotus and to taste the honey that is being extracted by the bees. And who are the bees? The devotees. So the verse is, Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja. The lotus-like feet of Lord Chaitanya. Madhupebhyo Namo Namaha. Madhupa. Madhupa means honey drinker. Who is the honey drinker? A honeybee. So the honeybees who drink the honey from the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. I pay my obeisances to these honeybees. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying. Why? Because kathanchit ashrayat yesham. Somehow or the other, if a dog takes shelter, swapi shva api, even a dog if he takes shelter of the lotus feet, sorry, even if a dog takes shelter of the madhupas, of the bees, who are relishing the lotus feet of the Lord, then the dog can also experience the same bliss. Swapi tad gandha bhag bhavet. Swa api. Even a dog can taste the nectar. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that a dog is... In fact, Srila Prabhupada says the dog actually has no respect for even a tulsi plant, because wherever he sees the tulsi plant, he passes urine on the tulsi plant. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, therefore the dog is the number one non-devotee. Yeah? And in the translation, Srila Prabhupada says, if even a doggish non-devotee somehow takes shelter of such devotees, he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower. Yeah? So I will end with a beautiful purport that Srila Prabhupada mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 10, verse 67. Please listen carefully. This is the importance of Vaishnava Seva, care for devotees, and shelter, taking shelter of the devotees. Taking shelter of a devotee, even a dog like me can perhaps taste some gandha of the Padam Bhoja, of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya. So, in the Madhya Leela, Prabhupada writes in the purport, even though a person is rejected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Kala Krishna Das was rejected, even though a person is rejected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotees of the Lord do not reject him. Therefore, the Lord's devotees are more merciful than the Lord himself. Sri Narottam Das Thakur thus sings, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Pai Che Keba. Beautiful song. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva. Leaving the seva of the Vaishnavas, Nistara Pai Che Keba. How will you ever attain the ultimate goal of your life? By leaving the service of the Vaishnavas, how will you attain? This is Narottam Das Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada writes, he continues, one cannot be relieved from the material clutches without engaging in the service of pure devotees. The Lord himself may sometimes be very hard, but the devotees are always kind. And this entire chapter, 10th chapter of Adi Leela is focused on the Madhupa, on the honeybee-like devotees who are constantly relishing the sweetness of the lotus feet of the Lord. Thank you very much.